Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu Amri Sa'imi bi hifz lisanihi wa jawarihi 'anil mukhalafati wal mushatamati wa nahwiha. The chapter on commanding the fasting person to safeguard his tongue, to safeguard his limbs from any kind of disputes, arguments, abusive language, etc. Previously we did what a fasting person should eat, what a fasting time he should eat, what he should break his fast food, etc. Now we're starting another chapter showing the adab of a fasting person, the etiquette of a fasting person. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought a chapter commanding the person to safeguard his tongue. Sometimes a person is fasting but he's not taking care of his tongue, then this has an effect on the fast himself, the fast itself. On one occasion in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were two women that were approaching death, on the verge of passing away. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam heard about this and he told Sahaba that take two utensils and ask these two women to vomit into the utensils. So they were surprised, but anyway, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam would tell them, they would listen immediately. So they took these utensils and asked them to vomit in it. And then what had happened was pieces of flesh and fresh blood had come out. Pieces of flesh and fresh blood had come out. Sahaba was surprised at this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had told that these people had fasted with pure food. These two ladies, they had fasted with pure food, but after that they ate food that was not permitted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they had backbitten people. They were backbiting. So they had, although they started their fast by eating pure halal food, but when they were backbiting people, now they were eating that food that was haram. So because of this in their stomach, this is the conditions. So this shows, one, what it shows is that a person's speech also affects his tongue. It affects his fast. The next thing, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, he said, protect the limbs. Ulama explained, protect the eyes. The eyes should be protected. The person shouldn't look at haram when he's fasting. The person shouldn't listen to haram also. Somebody else may be talking, but when he's talking, he's speaking about the third person. Now we are listening to it, so we are also party to that backbiting. We may be listening to music or listening to those things that are not permissible. So here a person should be careful about looking after his eyes, looking after his limbs, looking after his ears. And then he says, "Wal mushatamati wa nahwiha," and he should be very careful of abusive language. Because together with fasting, it happens such that a person's temperament becomes, he gets short-fused and he gets upset very quickly. So what can happen is very easily he can use abusive language. So specifically we are told that a person shouldn't use abusive language when fasting. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يصخب فإن سابة أحد وقاتله فليقل إني صائم. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when any of you fast, he should not engage in any futile conversations, nor should he raise his voice. If anyone is abusive towards him or fights with him, he should say, I am fasting. Ulama explained that this inni sa'imun, that I'm fasting, the first thing a person should do is he should address his own nafs. Tell his nafs, because when somebody speaks harshly to you, the nafs wants to react. The nafs wants to do something. The nafs wants to say something. The nafs also wants to fight back. The nafs doesn't just want to listen to somebody telling us anything. So therefore, the first thing a person should do is tell his nafs that I'm fasting. Oh nafs, understand that I'm fasting. The next thing a person should do now is he should mention that, say it aloud, tell the person that is engaged with him, tell him that I am fasting. Ulama says, when the person listens to this, he realizes, hey, I am wasting my time fast fighting with this type of person. Because he is fasting, I am not going to get any reaction. Very often a person wants to tell somebody something to get a reaction out of them. I am not going to get any reaction out of this person. He is fasting, and that's where the case will end. So this is a beautiful hadith. Nabi alayhi salam is teaching us that when a person is fasting, he shouldn't be abusive, he shouldn't speak those things, he shouldn't speak. And at the same time, if somebody starts with him, somebody engages him, even at that time also, he shouldn't react. Rather, he should say, inni sa'im, firstly tell himself, and then tell the brother also that I'm fasting. Ulama explained that when a person is fasting, that to tell the next person that he's fasting is not something that is encouraged. Why? Because it's like type of showing off. You're telling the next person that you're fasting. But in this case, you're instructed to tell the person you are fasting. The reason you are doing it is not to show off, but you are doing it to ward off any type of harm coming to yourself and type of harm coming to the next person by engaging in such conversation. وعنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه رواه البخاري. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah does not require a person to abstain from food and drink if he does not abstain from speaking lies and acting upon them. The hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require you to give up food and drink. This is not something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires you to do. If you are going to do that, give up something that is halal, and then you're going to engage in something that is haram. Speaking lies and acting upon lies is something that is haram. So in other words, you are giving something up that is halal, and you are doing something that is haram. Allah Pak is not in need of that type of roza. That type of roza Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need. You, what things that are halal you have left out, and now you are going into things that are haram. So therefore a person should be extremely careful at the time of fasting, how he behaves, what he does. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, many are those who fast, they attain nothing by the fast except hunger. And many are those that perform salah at night, and they attain nothing but it except discomfort of staying awake at night. They're standing up at night, but they are wasting their time in the sense that they're showing off, they're bragging to people that this is how much tahajjud I read, this is what time I wake up to perform my tahajjud. So they're mentioning all these things to people, they're showing off, they're trying to impress. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, these people are getting nothing. They're getting nothing besides the loss of sleep by waking up at night, and they are bragging about their fasting, etc., engaging in the wrongful activities, and they're getting nothing by but hunger by their fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. One thing we learn from this hadith is how careful a person should be as far as his tongue is concerned, as far as eyes and ears are concerned. Should be very, very careful that although a person faraz is being done, we won't say a person has to repeat the faraz of that roza that he has to keep in the month of Ramadan. That faraz will be complete, but the person is losing the complete reward of fasting. Imagine from the time of Sehri right up till the time of Iftar, so much of difficulty he's going through, but he's losing the complete reward. Why? He's not careful about his tongue, he's not careful about his eyes, etc. So the person should be very, very careful. Look after these things, and then automatically the fast will be taken care of. If we don't look after it, we'll be damaging our own fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbika.